has won cash and prizes totaling $56,625. Today, one of our contestants could win a pair of fur jackets, a gold camera, a diamond bracelet, or a trip to Jamaica, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Mercury Cougar and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. And we're delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. If you've been with us, you know our champion has knocked seven great prizes off that winner's board. He's got just three left, his and her fur coats, $3,000 in cash, and a big $10,000 in cash. Let's welcome him back, Curtis Warren. Hi, Curtis. Three big prizes left, including a biggie of $10,000. Are you ready to go again?
Let's go.
All right, good luck to a fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers, who I'm sure will be good players, is Summer Bartholomew. Hey, how are you?
Hi, thanks.
Some good players for us.
Yes, I do. She likes to drive herself crazy. From Los Angeles, California, big hand to Senya Lappin.
Hello there, Senya.
And his life depends a lot on the wind. Originally from Kansas City, Missouri, a big welcome to Claude Brown.
Hello, Claude. Are you getting shorter, Summer?
Yes, I
am. See, here's a bargain. Claude, your life depends a lot on the wind. What does that mean?
Well, any day I'm not working, I use the wind to see what I'm going to do that day. If it's not blowing, I play golf. If it's blowing, I go sailing.
Oh, yes. So, well, I watch it then, too. Sounds like you got a couple of good sports there. Nice to have you here. Senya, you drive yourself crazy.
I drive myself anywhere. I love to drive. I've driven across country over a dozen times. Just give me a car, a stereo, and...
3,000 miles across? You've done a dozen times? What, do you stop and see things, or do you just... Why do you...
Only fast food. I go through the drive-thru and then I keep
just
going.
Just keep right on going. Well, I'm glad you slowed down and joined us, Senya. Nice to have you here. $20 starts all three players off. Let's get into the match with this. Linda Gray and Victoria Principal. Curtis?
Dallas.
That's right. Two reasons people turn on Dallas. $5 for the correct answer. Curtis goes to 25. In literature, what kind of animals are Comet, Vixen, Curtis?
They're reindeer.
A few more there, as a matter of fact. Reindeer it is. Two in a row for the champion. What was the last name of the Old West's legendary lawman known as, Senya?
Earp.
Oh, no. Wild Bill Earp. I remember him well. No. Hickok. Hickok. You lose five for the incorrect answer, Senya. Sorry about that. Down to 15. In the old saying, the end justified. Curtis.
The means?
The means is right, and Curtis goes to 35. He is quick. Filbert, Lychee, Hazel, Curtis.
They're nuts.
I beg your pardon. Yes, that's right. They are nuts. And you go to 40. Time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, and it is Curtis who's already got a $20 lead, and very, well, look at this.
Curtis, here's a feast fit for a bookworm. Compton's Encyclopedia, a family source for additional knowledge and education. 26 volumes with more than 48,000 articles and 30,500 illustrations. Furnished by Compton's Encyclopedia, and it's normally priced at $599. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Oh, now, first of all, a bookworm means you read them, not eat them. Put the book down. Curtis, whole set of encyclopedia.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You have an 11-year-old daughter.
That's
I mean, that would be terrific. That's wonderful reference, great encyclopedia. Evidently a good meal as well. $599 encyclopedia for just $6. You would still have a $14 lead.
Well, I'd like to be able to worm my way into that outfit as part of the deal.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'll help you out with $200 in cash. Okay. You got the encyclopedia, $200 in cash, $799 bargain for just $6. We knock it off your score. Still a $14 lead. On her TV series, Charlie and Company, Curtis?
Gladys Knight.
She hasn't got her pips. You are right. It is Gladys Knight. And he gets five of the six right back with that great anticipation he has shown throughout. Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. Senya.
The three Bs.
More, please.
The classical music.
Oh, no. They were all born in what European country? They were all born in Germany. And a quick buzzer costs Senya again. She's down to 10. Name the Washington Irving character. Claude?
Whose 40 winks lasted 20 years? That's Rip Van Winkle. And Claude loses 5, down to 15. Well, maybe you can get on a winning track now with the Fame Game, playing for control of the Fame Game board and a lot of information about a famous person. I am an actor-director born in 1937. I made my amateur debut with my sister in a production directed, Senya.
Warren Beatty.
By our mother, you are right. Warren Beatty it is. This time she got it. Way to go, Senya. You've got control. Where's the $10 money card?
Behind the four.
Now those flashing lights, if you can stop them on the $10, we'll add it to your score. You go into second place. We're locked into your buzzer. Good luck, Senya.
Come on, four.
Way on the other side. Lands on 6. I hope it's something nice for you.
Draperies, spring crest draperies with rounded pleats that hang straight side to side, top to bottom. Beautiful draperies furnished by Spring Crest Drapery Center.
It's $400 worth of drapery, and that, of course, is yours to keep no matter how you finish up in the game now. We will be back to a good game right after this commercial timeout. It's always an interesting thing the way the game plays on Sale of the Century. Sometimes everybody just kind of lays back and waits, and other times, like Curtis, our champion, he has this quick anticipation, and I think he intimidates people. They're all jumping, and Claude and Senya were jumping, and they're going backwards. They're not waiting until we get to the meat of the question. Curtis at 39, Senya at 10, and Claude at 15. Let's see how we do with this. What does the U.S. government use the following terms to describe? Cutter, utility, Curtis?
Ships.
Oh, no. Oh, Curtis is getting the same disease. Good, choice, and prime. That's beef or meat. And Curtis loses 5, down to 34. A hit song by the delightfully daffy Cyndi Lauper explained, Senya?
Girls just want to have fun.
There you go. And Senya goes back to number 5 to 15. What kind of vehicles did American Indians call the Iron Horse? Curtis?
A locomotive.
That's right, the train. And Curtis gets that 5 back to 39. A queen is 60 inches wide. Curtis?
A bee.
A 60-inch wide. That's a big bee, boy. A king is 80 inches wide. A twin is only 39. Those are beds or mattresses. Curtis loses 5 to 34. I guess they weren't listening to me. Well, it's just instant bargain time now. Curtis, you've got the lead. You've got yourself a $19 lead. How about this?
Curtis, add a touch of class to your home with Typhoon International's Wicker Armoire. Provides extra space for clothing with a divided cabinet and drawers. Wood frame and hand-woven wicker bring out the natural beauty. Furnished by Typhoon International. And it's normally priced at $695. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $11.
Very nice. Very, very nice. And I would think you live in Palm Springs, right?
I would think
that would fit in with the Palm Springs decor there, Curtis.
Sure.
So you might have some interest in that, right?
I might.
Yep. Okay. It's $695, Curtis. Cost you $11. Senya, why are you reaching his hand over there onto the buzzer there?
Encouragement.
Just encouraging him. That's right. You can help him with the hand there, Senya, if you'd like. There. It's $695. Actually, it probably makes you nervous, doesn't it, Curtis?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Especially with his wife Sharon sitting out in the audience there. Now, it's very nice. $695, cost you $11. You have a $19 lead. If you bought it, you'd still have an $8 lead. If you bought it, I would throw in with that, to put some things into it, $300 in cash. Oh, he's going to buy. Enjoy it. Enjoy the $300 in cash. He knocked $11 off his score, and he is still in the lead, but that lead has been cut to $8. Back with this. What family of dogs include the following? Golden, Shakespeare, Curtis.
Retrievers.
They are exactly right. Labrador, I was going to say as well. Retriever it is. And Curtis is 28. What game might you win by building a hotel on Boardwalk? Curtis.
Monopoly.
Monopoly is right. 2 in a row with the champion to 33. Occupying nearly half of South America. Senya.
Brazil.
Brazil. Nicely done on the cuppy. Senya back to the $20 mark. In your body, what is the largest artery? Curtis.
The carotid, carotid.
No, it is the aorta. And Curtis takes a backward step, losing 5, and he's got an $8 lead over Senya. Named for Henry Ford's son, this car, Curtis.
The Edsel.
Edsel is right, yes. And Curtis goes back up to the $30 mark. Well, if the Ford mistake was the Edsel, General Motors made a big blooper with the introduction of the Chevrolet Nova in Mexico. And the reason was they did terrible sales. And they found out afterwards the reason was that the word Nova in Spanish means no go. Somehow that wasn't designed to sell cars. We'll be right back. champion Curtis Warren has just three prizes left on the winner's board, and two of them are big, cold cash, and he's got a leg up to getting back up there. He's got the lead. Curtis at 33, Senya at 20, Claude at 15. Talking about 15, we're adding a $15 money card up on the board. Two money cards to go for. Back to the fame game and a famous thing. I am a tree that has about 500 different species. I grow in many lands, but not where it's very cold. Curtis.
Palm tree?
Incorrect. A break for the challengers. The champion is out of the rest of the question. As I say, you're playing for control of the board, not for dollars, so you stay at 33. But we'll clear it. Continue for Claude and Senya. My lumber was used for shipbuilding before the advent of steel. My bark is used for tanning leather. Claude.
Oak.
Oak is exactly right. Claude gets control of that board. Yes. Where's the other money card?
I'm the three.
Well, you got two of them to shoot for now. The lights are flashing and locked into your buzzer. Good luck, Claude. Oh. Way down on number eight. I hope he has something nice.
A color TV. A great little color TV. Features 9-inch screen, AC/DC operation, and ultra-compact styling to make this terrific portable easy to carry from room to room. From Green and Roberts.
Nice prize. That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game, Claude. And now back in. Curtis, of course, you're back in. Curtis was delighted that Claude couldn't find that $15 money card. What is the title of the trilogy by J.R. Senya?
I forgot.
J.R.R. Tolkien, about the main story of The Hobbit. That is The Lord of the Rings. And Senya loses five. If you are part of a coven, Curtis.
You're part of a religious order?
Close. You're a witch. A coven is a witch, and you lose five. Bus stop, 7-year itch, some like Curtis.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, yeah, there are films of Marilyn Monroe. And Curtis very quickly gets his $5 back. And again, he stretched out that lead. Curtis, you've got an $18 lead. We've got something very, very unusual. Take a look at this.
Curtis, here's an instant bargain you ought to get for your auto. An automotive navigation system. Features an easily mounted viewing screen that displays electronic road maps, shows your position, and guides you on the shortest route from the price of his toys. And it's normally priced at $1,745. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Isn't that unusual?
Oh, that's a nice prize. It'd go great with my new car.
That's right, because you've got a great new sports car, and you can put this into it. Your navigating system, wonderful. Top of the line, one of the newest thing. Costs $1,745 normally. Here on Sale of the Century, it costs $16. You have an $18 lead, Curtis. If you bought it for $16, your lead would be cut to less than the value of one question. How confident are you can get back to that winner's board? I'll tell you what, I'll do two things. First of all, I will cut the price, not $16, I will sell it to you for $13. So you would be trailing, or you would be ahead by one whole question, and I would give you, to go with the navigational system, another $300 in cash. He's going to take the chance. You got the navigational system for your new car, $300 in cash, and as we knock it off his score, Curtis leads by one question. 15, 15, 20. We have accumulated a lot of money here today. We'll be back to finish it right after this. Champion. He did some buying with an unusual item, and he's got a one-question lead over the challengers. Back with us. Name the Oriental philosopher whose sayings, Curtis,
Confucius,
are collected in the book The Analects. It is indeed Confucius, and a $10 lead for the champion. In 1964, Lyndon Johnson won one of, Curtis?
The presidential election?
More, please.
The succeeded John F. Kennedy in the presidential election.
One of the greatest landslide victories in history. Who was his Republican opponent? Barry Goldwater. And a quick buzzer costs the champion five. Give me the last name of father and son folk singers Arlo and Woody. Senya.
Guthrie.
Guthrie is right. Senya ties Curtis for first place. Well, $5 separate the players, and interestingly, all three big money cards are going to be on the board. Third and final crack of the fame game and a famous person. I am a great hero of Greek mythology, told about by Homer. Curtis.
Odysseus.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, we'll clear it. Continue for the challengers. Told about by Homer in his epic poem, The Iliad. Claude.
Achilles.
Achilles is right, as Claude beats Senya to the buzzer on a toughie. Where's the other money card?
And the two.
Well, Claude, if you hit any one of those three money cards, you are in the lead. Good luck.
25. There it is.
He hits 15 and goes into the lead as we add a $15 money card to Claude's score. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. Should Curtis win, he's got a shot at $10,000 in cash, but he must win. 60 seconds on the clock. Claude at 30. Sanya at 20. Curtis, of course, you're back in also at 20. Good luck to three good players as we start the speed round now. How many holes did you play in a full round, Curtis?
18.
Right. What is a kangaroo's joke? Sanya.
Time.
What state uses the postal abbreviation Claude?
California.
Wrong. Which former Beatle formed a group called Curtis?
Paul McCartney.
Right. In what world capital city can you visit the Kremlin? Curtis.
Moscow.
Right. What must you be able to do to become a member of a Curtis?
Drink.
Time. What popular cartoonist created the comic strip Believe It or Not? Sanya.
Ripley.
Right. Who composed the 1812 Overture? Sanya.
Beethoven.
Wrong. What precious metal has the chemical symbol AU? Curtis.
Gold.
Right. In what U.S. state can you take Interstate 74 from? Curtis.
Montana.
Wrong. How many days are there in a fortnight? Curtis.
2 weeks.
How many?
14 days.
Yes. Which planet is named for the Roman god of war? Curtis.
Mars.
Right. Name the Russian empress who was known as the Great. Curtis.
Catherine.
Right. Name the apostle who betrayed Jesus. Curtis.
Judas.
Right. Well, who was the leader of the Revolutionary War as Green Mountain Boy? Time is up, and Curtis has won it. Congratulations. Oh, he was failing on that one and came back. Congratulations to Curtis. Back with the champion in just a moment. He had to come back. Green Mountain Boys, time ran out. Ethan Allen led them. You can go Interstate 74 from Champaign to Peoria, Illinois, the state. 1812 Overture, written by a man up the road a piece. Tchaikovsky wrote that. And to become a member of, I think if you would let me say, Glee Club, you might have said sing instead of drink, Curtis. The former Beatle didn't finish it. Yes, Wings was the group. Paul McCartney, you answered correctly. M.I., the postal abbreviation for Michigan, California, down the road a piece from that, Claude. And a kangaroo's Joey, that's his baby. Kangaroo's baby is a Joey. Got to say goodbye to Claude and Sanya. And I'm delighted to say no one goes home empty-handed. Claude, you've got the color TV with the cash in front of you, $375. Thank you. And Sanya, you've got the drapery with your cash. It is $415. Thank you as well. But Curtis Warren, he pulled it out, coming from behind, joins me once again at the winner's board. Come on, Curtis. Well, did you think you were going to make it this time?
I thought I was behind. I thought I'd never come to it.
You made a great comeback there. And now there are just three prizes up there. $3,000 in cash, I mentioned. A big $10,000 in cash. And just one prize to look at. Jay will tell you about these his and her furs. Jay?
You'll warm up to these beautiful his and her furs. For the gentleman, a fur with knit trim and zipper closing. For the lady, blouson styling that's full and fluffy. And this prize is worth $4,500.
Very nice. And as Curtis was just saying, this is a no-lose proposition because those furs are lovely, and the other two prizes are $3,000 and $10,000. All right, Curtis, when you make a match, the prize is yours. We're with you. Good luck. Start picking.
Okay, I'd like number 11.
Number 11 to start off with, $10,000 in cash.
Number 18.
Number 18, and there's the jackets. Find the match, and they're yours.
Number 15.
Number 15, $3,000 in cash.
Number 7.
Now, which is he going to match right now? You're going to match the jackets. You've got his and her fur jackets. We've already seen them, and we're going to have them come out. And, we've got our new model, Sharon, coming out here with us. This is your lovely wife, Sharon, coming out.
Oh,
congratulations.
Boy.
Why don't you take off the jackets and way to go. Listen, if you give somebody a fur, Sharon, I'll help you out. You want to help out with that one there, if you will, Summer? Okay, there you go. How's that? Feel good? And we'll get you into yours.
This is the life.
This is the life? Is this nice? Is this good?
Spring.
Of course, you can go up in the mountains. You can use them at night sometimes at Palm Springs.
We'll come in handy in Montreal when we get
there. That's right. You're going to Montreal. You are going in style. Beautiful fur jackets for our champion, the Warrens. And that means just two prizes left, both cold cash. We'll tell you about it right after this. Congratulations. Hit it, mate. Champion Curtis Warren and his lovely wife with their furs and a great total. Two more prizes left on the board for him, $10,000 and $3,000, and he's got $64,964 so far. See you next time on Tale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.